We've been talking about recent FCC decisions on indecency and profanity and why many broadcasters say those decisions are having a chilling effect. My final guest, Tim Winter, is the president-elect of the Parents Television Council, whose mission is to prevent children from being exposed to sex, violence, and profanity on TV and other media. The group encourages parents to complain to the FCC, and it has filed complaints that have led to FCC fines against stations. Tim Winter, welcome back to Fresh Air. Are you concerned about the complaints of broadcasters that the FCC's rulings have been inconsistent, that the FCC is twisting itself into legal knots, and it has become impossible for broadcasters to figure out if content is going to be fined or not by the FCC? And this is leading to confusion and self-censorship. And in fact, one of our guests today has called this an indirect form of government censorship. Does this concern you?
There are some valid concerns to that, but I will say most of the concerns I think are manufactured. They're intended to be, wrapping themselves in the American flag in a way to allow them not to abide by the law, which I think is hooey. But first, let's talk about the validity of some of the concerns. Granted, the FCC has been arbitrary over the past couple of decades on enforcing the rules. There is now stepped up measures recently, and we applaud those stepped up measures. There is some gray area, as there is with pretty much any law that you have on the books. There are always circumstances where you kind of wince and you go, well, does this really apply? Is this something that's really against the law? And I think that there is some legitimate beef there by some of the broadcasters. But what's pathetic to me is when you have bold and brazen scripted F-bombs, when you have scenes like Without a Trace, where you have high schoolers in an orgy scene. There are things that are patently offensive by anybody's contemporary community standards, and the broadcasters should know better in many instances. I think it's tragic that CBS is filing suit against the Janet Jackson incident, claiming that it's not indecent to have a strip tease during the middle of a Super Bowl halftime show. I think it shows how out of touch many are in the industry, and I also think it shows that they intend absolutely not to be bound by any law whatsoever. Again, I think it shows the sham, it exposes the sham that many in the industry are trying to create, which is, well, we don't know what indecent is. Well, you know what? If you use an F word in the middle of a broadcast with millions of children, how can you have any question whatsoever? Sure, there are times where, for instance, this 9/11 broadcast that's coming up here next week, Saving Private Ryan, there are issues, there are instances where it's very tough to decide, where there is a very fine line and there's a lot of gray, and we understand and appreciate that. But again, there are times where it's absolutely abundantly clear, and unfortunately, it's those instances, I think, that the networks are taking to the courts.
Meanwhile, broadcasters are facing the problem, how do you know when a word is okay or not okay? For example, if it's okay in Saving Private Ryan, is that kind of expletive okay in a documentary about World War II or a documentary about Iraq? And if it's okay in a documentary about Iraq where that's depicting a scene of war where the soldiers are using an expletive, is the expletive okay in an interview where a soldier is remembering a scene in war and using an expletive to describe the scene in retrospect? And is it okay in a documentary about blues musicians where the blues musicians are using that language? The FCC said, no, it's not okay in that documentary. So how is a broadcaster to know?
Well, Terry, you've hit the nail on the head squarely. These are very difficult questions. But just because they're difficult doesn't mean we don't try to get good answers. And I think that there are no good answers right now on some of those questions because the enforcement has been so lax for so long. It's really only just the last 18, 24 months where we've seen any action whatsoever on this type of material. But let me do say this though, I'm a history buff. I loved Private Ryan, the heroism, the motion of the power of the picture. But I believe in my heart that the heroism that was depicted, the story that was told, could have been told in the theaters, movie theaters, with those F-words and other profanity in there, And if they wanted to broadcast it on the public airwaves before 10 p.m., they could have just quickly silenced those words and had no concern whatsoever about running afoul of the law and not had any lost any impact whatsoever in the film. Same thing with this blues program. You can't tell me that by muting one word, you would have lost any real substance. And if the, you know what, if you had to depict those words, if you had to use those words, you could have aired it after 10 o'clock. That solves everything. Air it after 10 o'clock.
You know, just with Saving Private Ryan, you said the heroism could have been depicted without the language, but the film isn't just about heroism. The film is trying to depict that war is hell, and the language is part of that hell. It's it's part of the language that's used in that hell or to describe that hell.
Sure, but it's I mean, we can, how far, you know, soldiers have need to have bowel movements during the course of the battle as well, but we don't show them squatting. I'm not suggesting for a second that those words be taken out in the theater, on cable, pay-per-view, on the DVD, any other medium except for broadcast television before 10 p.m. It seems like that's such a simple balance of using public property, the public airwaves, in accordance with the law of the land, and that just seems so so pragmatic to me. But obviously, others disagree, and my concern is others disagree simply because they want no rules whatsoever. They don't have any interest in finding a balance for those who, you know, the public owns the airwaves. The public includes people who want that language, and it includes people who don't want that language. And that's why we have these time restrictions. Before 10, don't use it. After 10, go ahead and use it.
Tim Winter, thank you very much for talking with us.
Thank you, Terry. Always a pleasure to talk to you.
And congratulations on your new position.
Oh, thank you so much.
Tim Winter is the president-elect of the Parents Television Council.